Even for those fortunate to have it, health insurance can still be a significant monthly expense for many families. The same goes for the employers who provide coverage. But what if you no longer had to deal with copays and premiums? That is a reality for workers whose employers use a type of coverage called captive insurance. As it turns out, Hawaii is a worldwide leader in captive insurance. The State Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs has an office to help employers set up these alternative coverage plans. It's headed by Andrew Karata. He talked with our conversation producer, Ryan Finnerty, about how captive insurance works.
A captive insurance company only provides insurance to its parent company or the owner of the company, not to the general public.
So car insurance is something that everybody out there listening is probably pretty familiar with. Can you use car insurance as an analogy to explain how a captive insurance plan works compared to a more conventional third-party system?
Yeah, I think everybody's familiar with car insurance. But say from a personal aspect, if you were to take the amount of premiums that you pay in a year for your car insurance, and say if you were to, you know, kind of think back about the, say, the last 5 or 10 years of your history and how much claims you actually paid for your car. For some people, maybe they got into a big accident and the claims that they were reimbursed for actually exceeds the amount of premiums that they put in. But for others, it could be far less. Say if you haven't gotten into an accident in the last 10 years, really all the premiums that you've been paying to your commercial car insurer, you know, has been going to them, but you haven't had to collect any of it. So kind of in that manner, from a risk management standpoint for a large company, they could say a certain type of policy, say for their commercial general liability policy, and they think of, you know, for the last 10 years, we pay this amount to this commercial insurer annually. But over the last 10 years, we have, you know, we do a really good job in controlling these claims. So we really have a lot less claims that come in than the actual premiums that they're paying out. So if we form this captive insurance company, and this captive insurance company writes this policy to us, for the years that we have low claims, all the income stays within the organization.
Because that you would otherwise lose to
that,
a premium.
That you would otherwise be paying to a commercial insurer,
right.
Yes. The risk behind that as well, though, is that if the claims exceed the premium amount in the commercial sense,
then you're losing money.
Yeah, then you don't have to pay extra. Mm. But if in through the captive insurance program, if your claims exceed your premiums, then you have to put additional money into the captive insurance company.
So it can save you money, but there is some risk to it as well.
Mm-hmm. And we found that a lot of companies, they really appreciate, or they find their captive insurance companies to be very successful, because talking about cars again, I think naturally as humans, if you purchase a car, you might take better care of it than to say if you're just renting it. Now they know that the claims being paid aren't just going to get reimbursed through a policy that they've already paid for. It's the claims being paid are coming out of...
It's not a fixed expense anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not a fixed expense anymore.
Okay, so in real world terms, if I own a company and I use a captive insurance scheme, I'm only providing insurance to the employees of my company. We're not in a pool with many other people.
Yes.
And so what are the benefits of this type of insurance plan? Why use this captive approach versus the more conventional third-party insurance company?
So captive insurance companies are very specialized programs, and a lot of times that is one of the main reasons why a company would form a captive insurance company. Many times these companies, through the commercial market, they might find that a certain policy that they're seeking is too expensive, or it doesn't quite match the specific insurance need they're looking for, or that sometimes they're looking for an insurance policy and a certain type of insurance coverage, and the commercial market doesn't offer that.
Are there certain types of companies or sizes of companies that it makes more sense for them to use a captive plan?
Most of the captive insurance companies are formed by medium to larger corporations or companies, organizations, because really the captive insurance has to function like a normal insurance company would. So for someone to start a captive insurance company, they need to infuse a lot of capital and surplus. it's a larger investment up front.
So the difference being that if I am the owner of a business and I want to provide insurance for my employees and I outsource it to a third party, they're paying a monthly premium to HMSA or Kaiser Permanente mm-hmm. or whoever. That's not the case under a captive plan.
No, that's not the case. And that's one of the reasons why sometimes companies, when they assess their risk management policies or just their situation that they're in, a captive insurance company would be something that they consider. For example, when you go through the commercial market, the premiums that you're paying, it's not only the premiums that are the estimated losses for your company, but you're also paying the commercial insurer, you know, additional costs and expenses like overhead or maybe the salary, you know, the salaries of
business
the agents.
Expenses.
Business expenses, exactly. Where when you form a captive insurance company, you can reduce a lot of those costs because you're forming this company, but it doesn't have any employees or certain other fees and costs like a third party commercial insurer would have.
It's almost like a fund within your existing
mm-hmm,
business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's fees for certain service providers and things of that nature, but it's not the same type of expense.
Most of the money is going directly to the healthcare rather than overhead.
Mm-hmm. Your healthcare, yeah, yes.
Okay.
In this specific example.
Right.
Yeah.
And here in Hawaii, how prominent are captive insurance plans?
Well, so for a little bit of background on the Captive Insurance Hawaii, the captive insurance law was first enacted in 1986. So we've been doing captive insurance company here in Hawaii for over 30 years. In 2016, we were ranked third in premiums written in the U.S., and we were ranked fourth in the U.S. for the total number of captive insurance companies licensed in Hawaii, and 11th in the world. We actually licensed 30 captive insurance companies in 2017.
About how many captive insurance companies are there total within Hawaii?
As of December 31st, 2017, there were 230 licensed captive insurance companies.
So that's pretty significant because mm-hmm. there's only less than five really major third-party health insurance companies that most people have access to here.
Yes, yes. And then captive insurance doesn't only apply to healthcare insurance. There's various types of coverage as well.
So if there are any employers out there listening that are now interested in setting up a captive insurance plan, how can they get in touch with your office and can you help them do that?
The best way to go would be visiting our website because they have a lot of really good information about forming a captive and things of that nature.
Okay, and we'll post all of that information on our website as well.
Yeah,
Andrew, thanks very much for coming in today.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Andrew Carata speaking with our producer, Ryan Finnerty. Andrew is the acting captive insurance administrator for the Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. You can find a link to more information on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.